Amen. Amen. So we're looking at the call to ministry. Right? We'll be looking at the call to ministry. Just, it's going to be a short session, and hopefully it should be done by, in an hour time, which is by 3. Amen.
Amen.
So, we said the call to salvation is not, is the call to God's tax in the earth. Right? The call to salvation, when a man gets saved, that is enough call into the work of ministry. To get involved in God's building plan. When a man gets saved, that is enough call to God's building project. What's God building? His family in the earth. We said that. Right? God is building his family in the earth. So that being saved is that call into God's destiny. And then it's about men. The building plan of God is about men. Men. So we can say man is at the center of God's plan for the earth. Man is at the center. Man is at the center of God's plan for the earth. Is man that is created in God's image. After God's likeness. Man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we have that responsibility to build God's temple in the earth. Right? We have that responsibility to be available. That God will use, will build his temple in the earth through us. That's what we said, right? What God doing is building his temple in the earth. How? Through us. So we said, we are his vessel. We are his means of doing it. Therefore, listen to this. Therefore, do not overrate yourself, like I said. Do not overrate yourself. Amen. Overrate yourself. God doesn't send me, he can't send anybody. Let me slap you. Amen. Glory to God. Open your enemy. So as I said, you are nothing. Oh, I just opened Isaiah the last time. And we didn't read it. Isaiah 45. Oh dear. Isaiah 45:9. Let's get quickly there. He says, woe unto him that striveth with his master. He said, let the potsherd strive with the potter, with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that portion it, what makest thou, or thy work? He had not, he had no hands. Amen. Amen. So, clay. Isaiah 64. Verse 9. Okay, verses 8. It says, O Lord, thou art our father. We are the clay, and thou art the potter. We are all the works of thy hand. Did you see that? Man is the works of God's hand. So don't over. That is why. You know, I said it earlier, I said, Christ is many. Yeah, when man begins to wear shoulder pad, is now, and then you are now priding over material possession. Priding over material possession, it's many. Because you are just a clay in the hands of the sun. Do you get it? So don't overrate yourself. Don't. You are? His workmanship, Paul would say. That is workmanship. You are his handiwork. Amen. Amen. So we are vessels for his use in the earth. He's building his temple in the earth. Heaven and the earth. God is building his temple in the earth. We say that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is building his temple in the earth. So, he's doing it through us. And that task is getting men saved and training them. His glory in all the earth. Getting men saved and training them. Getting men saved and training them. Hallelujah. Getting men saved and training them. I would say this task must be carried out by the Spirit, not on our terms, by God's terms, by His Spirit. So God's will for the earth is man, right? Man is at the center of God's will for the earth. So that means if I am in God's task, so that means what should be in my mind, right? Should be is what is on God's mind, men. And that men are not slaves. Those men are men you are training. You see that? Men you get saved to train. Hope you are following me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you are with me. Hope you are with me. Men you are training. So it can't be on my own terms. It cannot be on my own terms. Not on my terms. Is on God's sense. I would say God's sense is I must follow God's leading, right? Or God's sense is His word, right? Follow His leading, right? Prayer, as I train them, right? And then we're full of God's Spirit. You can't carry God's task in the earth and you are not full of God's Spirit. You're not full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As I will have instruction in scriptures to be filled with the Holy Ghost, stir up the gift of God. You can't do it. Because in the world is enough distraction. Come and hear me. In the world is a lot of things that can discourage you. But you stay full of the Holy Ghost. Come and hear me. God saw darkness. And he said, let there be light. Hallelujah. So why are you seeing darkness and say there's no hope? Say let there be light. So that means even God knows how to use the darkness. Anything, what is available, God will use it. Darkness that is available, God called light to shine out of darkness. Hope you hear me. Adam and Eve just finished doing what God asked them not to do. What did God do? God is, no, Bible said the Spirit of the Lord was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. You see that? Walking in the garden. Glory to God. So you can't set your heart on the things of the world. No, you have to be full of the Spirit. Full of the Spirit. Say, put God's word on your lips concerning the work. Put God's word on your lips. You know, you have to be faithful to the work. You put God's word on your lips concerning the work. You put God's word on your lips concerning the men. You put God's word on your lips concerning what is in. Remember I told you, getting full of the Spirit, getting into the Spirit, or getting into the things of the Spirit is not a, no. It's not a distant thing, it's not, no. It's by words. Hallelujah. Amen. By words. You stir up spiritual faculties within you. By words. Hallelujah. By words. So what words are you saying? Are you full of the Holy Ghost? Paul will say, how do you know one who is full of the Holy Ghost? In Ephesians 5, he doesn't jump with one word, he says, but be continually filled with the Spirit of God. He says, speaking to yourself, so you know by words. Do you see that? Speaking to yourself, the sounds in him, the spiritual song, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Do you see that? Speaking to yourself. Amen. So I must know the importance of words. Be full of the Holy Ghost. Be full of the Holy Ghost. I'm giving you closing words. Amen. Be full of the Holy Ghost. See, never speak doubt, discouragement concerning the work. With discouragement come, well, you heard it when someone here gave words, right? In the last session. We heard it. Discouragement will come. Discouragement will always show peace. Right? But we don't speak what we speak. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We walk by faith and not by sight.
We walk by faith and not what the situation is telling us. We walk by faith. And faith is in our words. Hallelujah. Faith is in our words. I believe God is building His temple in the earth. And that's what I put on my lips. I believe God is building His temple in the earth through me. So I say it on my lips. That work will not die. Hallelujah. That work will not die. That work will not end. Hallelujah. Even if your disciple has dropped, significantly you say the work will not die in my hands. The work will not die in my hands. More men are saved through me. Hallelujah. Never get to that point where you say, I don't know what to do. That is a blockade. It's just executing the power of God through you. Hallelujah. Don't say, oh my disciples, Pastor, I don't know what to do. No, don't say that. Hallelujah. You keep telling, speaking God's word. I'm not confused. I know what to do. Hallelujah. I'm not confused. I know what to do. They are coming back in the name of Jesus. And I'm pressing more and I'm getting more men saved. One thing you must always know is that sometimes it's not everybody is disciple that will stay. Some of them will leave. We are not discouraged. The same way too, you go out to minister to people, some people tell you I don't want to listen. Amen? Some people tell you I don't want to listen. You don't get discouraged. You move ahead. Hallelujah. Because you know God is building His temple in the earth. Hallelujah. He's building His temple in the earth. And I'm part of it. Glory to God. I'm part of it. I'm part of it. I'm part of what God is doing. I'm building together with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So see your work as what can only be done effectively by the Holy Ghost. Not at your own terms. Can only be done by the Holy Ghost. So if you see that you are the Holy Ghost, you won't quench the spirit fire when it's giving you that nugget to go and evangelize. Some people just quench it. Say, okay, I'll do it tomorrow. You won't procrastinate. Okay, hear me. You won't. You will get on the task. See, if you know that the Holy Ghost, let me tell you something that happened one day. I was down with a meeting, and the Lord told me where somewhere to go to go and preach to God. I've never met the person before. I've never seen the person before. I was moved to go somewhere. I'm going to meet someone else to preach. Amen. It can happen that way. It's by the Holy Ghost. And I got there, I didn't meet anybody. I said, but Lord, you asked me to come here. But as this brain in my head, I was telling him. Then as I was about to leave, I heard the ministration again. Someone will come out with bucket. Now the person you minister. Did you see that? Hallelujah. It is by the Holy Ghost. Sometimes you hear words ahead of time. Go. This is what you should say to the person. Right? Now, what you should say to the person, you are going there to preach, but the Lord has shown you things ahead. We're going to look at that tomorrow in church. We'll get into a bit of revelation. Amen. So this might be revealed. What to do? Hallelujah. What to say? So you get there. So you don't be stereotyped. Some of us are stereotyped when it comes to evangelism. Amen. Stereotype. You just know one method. It's good to have a method, though. Amen. Where you just pick up your Bible and some people have observed this. The first place they open to easy way is Romans 1:16. And that is that. I'm not ashamed of the gospel and the power of God and the salvation. They've been using that method since day one. So when you go to evangelism, we will just pray Romans 1:16. From there, you move to Romans 10 to 1 Corinthians. Easy format. For some of you, I taught you. To calm down. But you can be stereotyped. You can be stereotyped. Okay, enemy. Trust the power of God. How about that? Trust the power of God. Now you can just get on someone, get to someone, and then you just tell the person, oh, do you have this? Oh, yeah. Okay, I've come to share something with you. Because you know that the reason for showing is not so that you come and show you are a prophet. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Like for someone who got to Hashem, the first idea was to pray for her. I just moved to pray. And then we pray together and then I share the word. Then we share the word, right? Just pray first. So that even from that praying with the person. Praying with the person. Right?
Right? Even for that problem, the person, you have a word of water. A word comes. And you are going down. You will still get to your romance. But you know what? You are trusting God's power. Be full of the Holy Ghost. Don't just carry your Bible and say you are going for evangelism like that. Be full of the Holy Ghost. Even, I showed you yesterday, even when God gets to going to do follow up, and you have, now that you are saved manual, still be full of the Holy Ghost. Say words. Hallelujah. Lord, as I go, it's not me that will be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. I told you yesterday, I still say this several times. Say, Lord, I don't have anything to say, but you speak through me. Let me be your pulpit. I told you, there was a time I bastardized that. But no, let me be your pulpit, through which you speak to your children. Right? Take my words and make it yours. Or give me your words, Lord. I speak your word and your word alone. And all of me is dead as I speak to your children. Amen. Amen. You are switching immediately. That you want switching immediately. You must be full of the Holy Ghost. And your words are important. Hope you hear me. Amen. 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 Be bold. Be full of the Holy Ghost. Be full of the Holy Ghost. Be full of the Holy Ghost. As you go. As you go out to do evangelism and follow. Be full. Sometimes, you know, you are not, I said you are not head teacher. You are a spirit man. So you are walking by the Holy Ghost. Okay, hear me. Amen. You can just start off with, now that you are saved, maybe you are taking a series there, right? And you are sharing the person. And then from there, Lord begin to minister to that person's need through your words. Amen. Begin to minister to the person. So don't get stereotyped. Be full of the Holy Ghost. Be full of the Holy Ghost. See your walk as territorial. See that point of winning souls as territorial. Winning souls is territorial. Say winning souls is territorial. See, because that is what God's plan is. God's plan is territorial. God's plan is territorial. I was sharing this with those on Thursday. On Thursday I said that to those. God's plan is territorial. Territory. In Genesis 1, you find heaven in all the earth. Territories. Amen. Men in all the earth. Glory to God. Glory to God. Go God's plan is territorial. Let's see something. I showed us this on Thursday. On Thursday, but let's go back there. Deuteronomy 32. Verses 8. I'll talk about verse 7. I'll take it again for us to see today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 32. Verse 8. It says, verse 7 says, remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Say, ask your fathers, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of what? Okay, you showed you're not around on Thursday. Children of who? Yeah, but you're around on Thursday. Why are you saying this? Children of what? Why is it children of God?
I didn't say interpretation.
Yes, it was only put as Israel. Yeah, it's the translators that put it. Not when it's interpreted. Look at the Moses interpretation. Yeah. Now, let me show you this. Now, in this verses 8, scholars have pointed it to Genesis 11. right, when they were scattered abroad. Now, at that point, there was nothing called Israel. Right? He said he separated the sons of Adam and set the bounds of the children of the people according to the numbers of the children now of God. Because supernatural beings were called sons of God. Genesis 6. Right? Supernatural beings. So it means nations were handed over to supernatural beings.
You see that? Supernatural beings. So the supernatural beings were in charge of territories. God gave them to supernatural beings, nations of the world. Hallelujah.
All the nations of the world. Glory to God. Now look up. Now listen to this. But I just showed you Abraham. Abraham came out from where? Haran. Haran. He was to leave Haran. Remember, all nations are under what? Sons of God, right? Under supernatural beings. Now, whether to worship the supernatural beings? No. But they worship. So, that worship of the supernatural beings. Now, that is where recuperate mind come into. When it's perverseness. To worship supernatural beings is perverseness. Amen. So they began to worship. That is what is called idol worship. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. I heard this thing one time like that from Pastor E. Adeboye. He said, hey, I'm saying it the way he said it.
Hey, yes, I said, hey, you think Satan does not have power? I fought with that thing, but I can't have fought with it. Satan do have power.
Do you know that?
He does. And the power that Satan has is the power that man has given to him.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. So they serve and worship supernatural beings.
Listen.
So every other God now so yeah.
Okay.
There's a song that people sing like that that says. Okay, yeah. No. That is the one. From east to west, no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God. Scripture did not deny it that there are other gods. And what they were serving was supernatural beings. And supernatural beings were just to take, listen, they were all supposed to, listen,
how am I doing this out, right?
Please work as convention. So, I'll say it. So supernatural beings were supposed to keep, were supposed to look at, or were given those territories to man, not to be worshipped. So they usually will give reports to God.
Job shows us that,
right? But man began to worship them.
Do you see that?
Man began to worship them. Now that is where idol worship comes into. The rest will hear it's necessary. Thank you.
No stress with it's necessary.
So as the idol worship came into me.
Hallelujah.
Idol worship. So all nations were assigned to who? Supernatural beings. Right? But look at what happened to Abraham. Abraham was to come out from the nation of Haran, from a nation, to a land I will show you. Genesis 12. Genesis 12. It says, Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house to the land I will show thee, and I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee, I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Can you see it? Hallelujah. To a land I will show you. Hallelujah. Chapter 15. in verse 18, it says, are you there? 18, I say, it says, in the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt to the river of Euphrates, to the Kenite and to the Kenizzite and to Kadmonite and to the Hittite and to the Perizzite and to the Raphaims and to the Amorite and to the Canaanite and to the Girashite and the Jebusite. Come on, say the Jebusite. Hallelujah. He said he would give it to him. Now Abraham was journeying where, when the Lord spoke to Abraham, he was in Canaan. But was Canaan his land? No. Did you see that? But the Lord said, I will give you this land. Now that speaks of possession. Your seed, I will give this land. So God was particular about the land. I will give this land. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. I will give this land. So it's territorial. It's territorial. I will give this land. In Exodus 6, let's go to Exodus 6. Verse 4. It says, and I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. Did you see that? See, now he will give them. Did you see that? I will give them the land. Give them where? The land. Look at verse 18. It says, verse 8, sorry. I will bring it unto the land concerning which I swear to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I'll give it to you for an heritage. I am the Lord. Can you see that? Can you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, God says to him, says to Israel, he will give them the land. So, how will he give them the land? How will they possess the land? I said it's warfare. Right? Right? How will they possess the land? See, they possess the whole earth. That is Israel's role in all the nations of the world. Now, how will Israel preach the gospel? Maybe ask those who have been in church. How will Israel preach the gospel? Bola? How will Israel preach the gospel? Since their role is in the nations of the world, I showed you, Israel has a role in the nations of the world. Now that was why Moses would give them 70 elders. So how will they preach the gospel to the nations of the world? What is the gospel to them? Yeah. But they have a duty to the nations of the earth. Right? So, in carrying out their duties, they must be territorial. The Lord said to Israel, like he has said to Adam, subdue. So here that was subdue, it's a warfare language. So I said, Moses, in giving them the ordinance, that also will show them the ordinance of circumcision. Now that each one can become Israel, who wasn't born an Israelite, who is called a proselyte, can become an Israelite when he is circumcised. Did you see that? That means he's converted. He will now serve the God of Israel. Did you see that? Did you see that? So how would that happen? In warfare, I told you, since nations were given over to supernatural beings, right? Warfare was a clash of gods. Amen. Warfare is a clash of gods. Is a clash of what? Gods. Very vital. Glory to God. Warfare is a clash of gods. So when you defeat a nation, what happens?
The first person you bring down is the king, right?
Or you bring down the strong man. You bring down Goliath. You have the nation. Look at the warfare between David and Goliath. I showed you on Thursday. It was a clash of gods. What was the conversation? Say, you come to me with stone and my dove. Right? David responded, I will cut off your neck. I will give your body to the carcass of the air, and the body of all the Philistines, of the armies of the Philistines, with the birds of the air, that you know that there is a God in Israel. You see that? You know that there is a God in Israel. Right? That I come to you in the name of the Lord. He said, whose armies you defy? Lord of hosts. Whose armies you defy? So it was a clash of God. Amen. Amen. The power of God, right? The power of God over the gods of the land. You see that? Amen. In Egypt too, look at Exodus quickly. Chapter 12. Exodus 12. Verses 12. Exodus 12, 12. It says, I'll pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, against all the gods of Egypt, and will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Say, he will execute judgment. Did you see that? So what happened in Egypt too was a clash of gods. Did you see that? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The supremacy of God over the idols. So when there's a warfare, the way they view warfare is a clash of gods. So this one will go and sacrifice to his God, and sacrifice to God, and then they will fight. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So if the nation that defeats the other nation takes over the nation, right? Either makes them slave or make them part of his. Do you get me? I've increased my territory. Just like Nimrod in Genesis chapter 11. Amen. Babel. Nation of Babel grew. Okay, everybody. Amen. Amen. Hope you're following what I'm telling you. So you conquer territories to take them over. So how will Israel take over? When you conquer territories, they will take those people in the land to now be circumcised, to now be called what? Israel. Though they were not Israel originally. Did you see that? And that it will spread to all the nations of the world. Hope you're following that. So God is territorial. He's territorial. It's territorial, so you must have to be territorial. So that warfare is called, you are reclaiming territories for the Lord. You are displacing supernatural beings. You see that? You are displacing supernatural beings. Jesus will say, preach the gospel in all the nations, all the world, territorial. Right? Hallelujah. That means, if the preaching of the gospel, you are displacing supernatural beings. Because Paul says, the eyes of the man who is not born again is blinded by the gods of this world. So, Paul shows you that there's a supernatural being behind unbelief. Isn't that? Hallelujah. Behind unbelief. So you must be territorial. I thought a while ago, years back, around 2006, concerning territorial demons. How you have to deal with territorial demons. Hallelujah. Amen. You have to deal with them in the place of prayer. So that is why preaching the gospel cannot be accompanied effectively outside prayer. Prayer effectively goes with the gospel. You cannot say you are preaching the gospel and you are not praying. That means you are not depending on the power of God. You are just like the seven sons of Sceva.
The demon says Satan. I mean, why would you know Satan? When is Satan? Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? Is that? Amen.
Amen. You must move with the power of God. So when a believer preaches the gospel and is not a man of prayer, he's not depending on God. Dependence on God means I will have to pray. Because in prayer, I'm taking back territory first. Amen. I'm dealing with supernatural things first. I'm dealing with supernatural beings first. Hallelujah. So how do I pray? For territory, for land. How do I pray? You pray that this land is given over to the Lord. Hallelujah. The psalmist will say in Psalms 2,
Is it Psalms 2 or Psalms 1? Sorry.
Quickly, let me get to Psalms. Psalms 2 verse 8, it should be Psalms 2. Since I changed my Bible, some of these things are... Psalms 2 verse 8. Yes, say, ask of me, and I shall give the hidden for thy inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. So,
hallelujah. He said, thou shalt break them with the rod of iron, and thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. So I can reclaim kingdoms first in the place of prayer. Reclaim territories first in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. In the place of prayer. Place of prayer. Look at how Paul will teach the work of ministry in Ephesians 6. He brings in that warlike mind, that warlike attitude. Right? Put on the whole armor of God. Right? Hallelujah. Very good. Glory to God. Now they're praying always without prayer. That means you can't take away prayer from the work of ministry. You can't. You cannot. You are not a head teacher. You should trust in the power of God. Say, trust in the power of God. I trust in the power of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you get to a certain, I want to teach you how to look at things. Now, sometimes you get to a certain location, you discover that people in that location, there's just something common about them. And now I've taught you, when you get to a location, you see that, oh, there are a lot of blind people. You know that it's not natural, right? It's supernatural. I hope you know that. Now, also, to get to a place, you discover that there are a lot of, for example, G-boys. All of them are G-boys around that place. You've got to deal with supernatural beings. Maybe all the ladies are just giving to prostitution there. Did you see that? Or gay. A community of gay. And I'll just go there and just talk to them the word of God. You have to deal with that strong man. You have to take that place first. Let me copy a dear man of God that is a friend. In the realms of the spirit.
Yeah.
In the land, so to speak.
I will take over that place first. Supernatural. Hallelujah. Okay, hear me. You just get your place, they are all given to voodoo. Pray. Amen. Amen. Be in that place also. Your dad is how you should see it.
Amen. Amen. I will not teach you the way 30 years back, where I would say, you have to pray city gates. I know this is, I thought that way. Amen, city gates. But that was not wrong prayer, though.
They're just praying that their hearts are open to you. Hallelujah. But in such kind of prayer, you are displacing supernatural beings. I just pray, Lord, I take this area for you. We'll take this area, your word will grow in this place. Hallelujah. You are territorial. How about saying, Lord, Mafuluku, Lord, Dupen, Lord, the whole of Ajahn is given over to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, give me Ajahn. How about that? Lord, give me Ajahn to train me. Then you just made a pastor to just go there. You are made to be a pastor to go there and then you claim that land. You claim that territory. Hallelujah. You claim it for the Lord. What are you hearing me? You claim it. I said that prayer years back. I said nothing happens within this vicinity without me knowing first. You think it was a joke? If I don't give my permission, it can't happen. And that happened after we lost someone in that place. I said, no, this can't happen anymore. And for years, we stayed there. And nobody died. Nobody died. Not someone so close. So, like, it's so funny again.
I prayed that night. I said, Lord, under my watch.
That will never happen.
And the very year we left there, just the very year someone died. We left there in June. By before December, someone died. you can claim territory down. Amen. 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 I'm not, I can't be proud about that, but you know, you can claim territory that way. You can claim territory that way. And in this place. Ah! For this one will not try in the whole of this place. Do you get it? Go with God. Amen. There is no strong man in this area that is not the Lord. The gospel thrives in Ajao. The gospel thrives in Japan. Nothing can stop it. Men are saved, men are disciples. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I heard of a certain place that is today. I guess it's what's the name of this guy?
One of these guys that comes to movement, I'm trying to remember his name, their brother. Not your building, your building.
Yeah, the Wesley brothers. Head of a place like that, that they prayed for that land. They prayed. See, today as we speak, you cannot take alcohol in that land. Amen. We have stories of men. See, today, you can't take alcohol there. Their prayer has, it has outlived them. Hope you know that. What are you praying? I pray to the end that in this land, men and women will be given to the Lord and the Lord will be. Hallelujah. So pray, Lord, give us this land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yourself discovering a particular location. Are you praying for that location? How often do you pray for that location? What do you know the Lord is doing in that location? Are you in charge? Are you in charge? You must win locations for the Lord. That's not when you go out for evangelism. You're having a free food. Hallelujah. Amen. But I would like to put it this way. The battle has been won already in the realm. In the supernatural. I don't want to use the word range. Like, amen. The battle is won already.
Hallelujah. Be territorial. Be territorial.
Be territorial. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody was doing something in the office. And when I say the territorial, that's big here, said the territorial.
I just remember somebody did it, he came to meet me. He said, if, and recorded it though, but I saw it on TikTok, like, if you were not a banker, what would you be? I said, I would be a general in the military. You remember that laugh, that, I did not say you'd be a pastor. I said, if you were not a banker, I would be a pastor. Anyway, I'll be a general in the military now.
I'll be locking all of you up. Anyway.
I said, when that guy
said, I just remember that rubbish. Even, this is how I said it just straight. Like, I didn't even think about it. Some people will stop and fail and think about it. Because you didn't know what she was going to ask. And I said, they're not a banker. What would you do? I said, I'll be a general in the military. Sharp, sharp. I said, yeah.
Isn't that? I wouldn't even think it. Sharp, sharp. Short commission, banger,
yeah. Chop, chop. So we are not able. We are not looking at it. So I'm a banger. Amen. Amen. Let's continue. So the territorial. You can only carry God's sack by God's leading. And I want to say this. The task is about men. So you have to stay around men.
You have to trust the power of God
around men. Trust God's power around men. To win men and train men. Trust God's power. You see, most times we want God to be magicians. To just get someone born again and say,
they have grown spiritually. No. Some people don't want to go through that rigor. It involves a rigor. Okay, hear me. There are no shortcuts. It involves a rigor. The process involves a rigor. The rigor of you are going to pray. The person will cheat. The person will grab his phone and then come back. You say, oh, what is all? He's not responding. He's responding. He answers you are calling. He's not available. He give you fake address. He give you fake phone number. You catch him tomorrow. He give you another fake number. You have to it's frustrating. No! That is the record. You must be tough! Rugged and dogged. Okay, take away rugged. You must be dogged. Amen. You must be tough and dogged. Okay, hear me. Very dogged. Very dogged. Very dogged. Because I usually do ask you, what do you see in a disciple when you first start discipling? What did you see? Do you see one guy you are whiling away your time with? No. I see a man that will take over religion. That will also be involved in the work of ministry. A man that will be a pastor. A man that will pastor men. A man that will lead men. So therefore, because I know this is where God is taking this guy to, in the next few years, I'm going to stay today and make sure I grow. Train this person. Do you see that? Amen. I know what this person needs for his growth is to come to church, and then I will take it, and then to take it one step at a time. Look at the train of Israel. You know how many, you know how God had to deal with them for how many years? How many years? He promised them a nation. He promised them the land. And you know how long they stayed inside the wilderness? The whole generation that brought them, that came out for me, they died. God is dead. Peter will say the long suffering of our God is salvation. That means, listen, in God's salvation plan, to find his long suffering. He stayed put with people. Disobedient people. People who murmured. Someone you are teaching the word, teaching the word, teaching the word, teaching the word. You then see head. They are parading your disciple. How? He went to see. He said, oh my God. Have I not warned this guy? It's not, oh, tomorrow. Ah, oh my God. You will hear. Ah. Amen. You're a disciple. You have taught a disciple, taught a disciple. Ah. And now you hear this. Ah. Come and carry your disciple. What happened? Your disciple is high. Ah. Even me. There's someone I've discipled and discipled and discipled. I thought the person is even out of what the person was doing. Not only recently. Recently. I had contact with the person as we were talking. Something's wrong. He gone and not drop. Ah. Even me pass, I say, shit. Or they say, no, let me see. I trust God. How about that? I trust God. You're gonna get out of here. Yeah. I trust God. I know. But you have to be dogged. Trust God, I'm still going to go back with my Genesis and kid. I'm still going to go out for full off again. I'm still going to. I'm not going to say, look at your big head. What is now deceiving you? Hallelujah. We continue. Don't give up. Amen. Don't give up. Because this is how we need to clear roads. All the Holy Ghost, all the leading of the Spirit. You still need something to clear roads. Amen. Amen. Then I'm coming to church. I'm coming to church. I'm coming to church. I'm on my way. and you are standing outside, you know, I'm on my way and you are looking at the window. I'm on my way. Service ended. How about you? I'm still on my way. Which of your way are you on? On the way to Calvary your way that you've not reached till now. But you know what? That doesn't mean the next time you get there and say, look at you, you are this. No, 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 no. No, no, no. Carry on your walk. You are there because you are there for the long haul. Hallelujah. You are there till the end. Sometimes they will run away. You don't know. Sometimes they will run away. Sometimes you go and visit them. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's nobody here that didn't do that after a while, including the apostle. I've come to look for him in his house before. Including the deep head at the back. Could be. I've come to look for him before. Including Ada. Including Nixon. So you see them in the work of ministry today. They are active. Because somebody did not give up. So don't give up on him. Okay, hear me. Don't give up on people. I know that there are some times too where Femi was holding up Bola. There are some times too Bola was saying, I'm not going. Amen. But he says, nobody, you will go. Hallelujah. Amen. There are some times the Bube number will just go off unavoidably. When the Bube, you come to church, you just be hiding from me. You see, long suffering of the Lord is salvation. Amen. So as you are doing it, just know that the number you are calling is very available. You know what I mean? Somebody will do you back. So when somebody is not doing you back, eh? Don't come and complain. I don't know why, but I met you. How, you know that Brother Matthew saw me and jumped the window. Brother Matthew jumped the window. And when I went to check the window, it was two-story building. How did he jump? He developed spiritual legs or spiritual wings and sharper. Recently, one day Father Joy came home and said, do you know that? You young people, I spoke to them yesterday, they all got born again. They gave me all of them, they gave me fake address.
Yes.
And then they are serious young people. They were serious follow up before. So they don't want to follow up, so they give you wrong, wrong address, and then we move ahead. You know, I felt bad. Oh, they preach, you know, they what? I said, yes, you feel bad, where's the word? Amen. Remain dogged. Just, I said, remain dogged. You stay dogged. You hear that? You stay what? Don't give up. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Hope you're hearing me. Don't give up. Don't give in. Hallelujah. Hope you're with me. Hope you're with me. Don't give up. Don't give up. I'm being led to say this. Watch your emotions when you are doing, when you are following people. Emotions in the natural. Watch them. Amen. Watch your emotions.
Learn to persevere. Long suffering.
Okay, anyway. Before one day you go and follow up your disciple and say, if I slap you down, come on, shut up. So watch your emotions. Do it. Do your rebuke with the love of your Lord. You hear me? Do your voice too will be high a bit, but not, you can be well and be high and then you see not. Hope you're hearing me. You let your voice, let your tone be high and see not. Amen. Amen. Okay, hope you're with me. Brothers following up, sisters. Do it follow up. Don't do follow. Don't start doing following up.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Why are you looking at Femi? Why are you looking at Femi? You could see them look at Femi and then...
Follow up.
Now you are following up.
Amen. Amen. But
sir, my disciples are far. Around sister Ayos.
And you got here.
But you go there for the other ministry. No.
Oh my God. Like you were submitting at C.
Yes.
At C1. Yeah.
When you report to you know
something. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But you must separate feelings, brothers. Those feelings from when you now have that following of it. Please. I'm going to work with you, but we're going to look at all that modalities there.
A brother, I've said it, a brother alone should not follow, a sister alone should not follow up his brother. And a brother alone should not follow up his sister. At least, you start praying, doing vigil together. So I say, I want to teach you prayer. Let's pray. You openly pray in open space. But the day the sister introduces a brother as a boyfriend, you feel heartbroken. You know, the Lord says what they want.
You have been following above.
I mean, follow. Let me show you the word.
Let me show you the word. Tongues and interpretation. Example, Garuba. Tongues and interpretation. Can you see? Can you see?
I'm here. Very good.
I'm here following the
president. Amen. He's wearing him.
Amen. Amen. I'm just saying that you detach emotions from the work. Amen. Amen.
But many times that is how it leads to. Yes, now this thing can testify. That is how it starts.
So vision.
That is how it starts sometimes. But if you do not watch it and face it squarely, right? Before you know, your emotions, your feelings have gone through all the sisters in church. You're now following about. Hallelujah. So you must state it clear and be a follower.
Okay, hear me.
Follow up is follow up. Hallelujah. So I close with this. Time is up. I close with this. You are going to be, and it's a commitment. The commitment you have to the Lord. You're going to stay loyal to the work.
Yes, there are distractions in the world.
I've taught us on how to deal with distractions as workers. That's not on any recorded tape. I told you how to deal with distractions. Know who you are. Know who you listen to. Amen. Distractions on social media, distraction with the world. Stay with the word. Stay doing the same thing. Hallelujah. So stay loyal to the work. Stay loyal to the work. Stay loyal to how the work should be carried out in the spirit. Through the power of the Holy Ghost. The word. Not philosophies. Not to show yourself. But to lead God's children as God is leading you. Did you see that? Amen. You're following God's leading. You stay loyal to the work. You stay loyal to the work. You stay loyal to men. The men you are leading, stay loyal to them. Stay loyal to them means I will stay around them. My battery is almost gone. So if it goes off, you guys online will meet me up again.
It's just 1%, so you can go off now. Amen. But I'm almost done.
So that's just it. So you stay loyal to men. Men, the men God has led you to. You stay loyal to them. Loyal to them means you stay around them. Don't leave your disciples. Don't leave your people. Even God. Don't leave your disciples and travel out. You are irresponsible. Okay, Heavenly. If I have disciples, for example, in Dotemu, what am I doing in Ogun State? Stay around them. If I have disciples in the what am I doing in Ete? Stay somewhere closer to them. If you are in Ete,
have disciples around you. What are you hearing me? That will not help you solve that issue of what if I come late. They are around you. Right? They are around you. You can always now, it will not be easy. Now you have disciples, you are staying in Osho, you have disciples that you go to do, you are working on the island. You don't have disciples. You are already distracted. The things you are doing is the end of the earth. When will you come back by 5? And after going to Ikorodu? Before you now get home. Do you understand? You break down. So you stay loyal to men. Stay close to your disciples. Do your evangelism around. If you are loyal to men, to the work and to men, the men you are discipling, you won't be thinking of Jasper and you have disciples. What will happen to them? Because they can find any other place. And God didn't find them any other place before you made you reach out to them and groom them. Right? God didn't make them find any other place. Don't be stupid in your thoughts. What are you hearing me? Amen. Amen. When a man thinks about himself alone and himself alone, he has made himself an idol of himself. Okay, everybody. But think about God's work. Think about God's men, God's responsibility. That's why you are responsible. That's why you are responsible. Hope you are with me. Amen. The loyal to men. The third one. Be loyal to your pastor and your local church. Loyal to them means what? Because the people you are discipling are also members of the local church. Right? The service you are doing in the local church is the service of the pastor. Therefore, I am going to be loyal to my pastor. What I'm teaching is what my pastor has come to learn from my pastor. I have to be loyal to my pastor and my local church. Don't be discipling men under the guise of your local church and you are sending them to another church. That is witchcraft. What are you hearing me? It's what? Witchcraft. Glory to God. Glory to God. I remember when I was in school, I was in Believer's Love World. I had people that I won for Christ Embassy. I had people I won for my local church. For our ministry in school. I was able to differentiate. People I want for Christ Embassy was when we are going for outreach, Christ Embassy outreach. I know this is Christ Embassy outreach. You see that? I want them for Christ Embassy. None of them did I bring to my meetings. Not even half of them came for my meetings. Not even one of them came for my meetings. I only had my very good friend Ifeanyi that I want for our church. Of ministry that I took to Christ Embassy because we were running church together. Very fine. You see that? But I didn't win any other person. That's the guy that said he's having spiritual question. I've called his name. He read. He has also in Japan, not in Nigeria. He read. But let's leave that. So, where was I? So, I didn't win anybody in Christ Embassy that I brought to my church. No. When I was to now leave Christ Embassy totally, I didn't carry one of them. I didn't even carry half of them. In fact, when they told me that they stopped, I got a message from the church that the cell where I belonged to, I was not the cell leader, the cell were like 20-something. When I left, I was not the cell leader. The cell dropped to like 3 or 4. When the cell leader told me that all my disciples are not coming again because I stopped coming, I went back to all of them and I brought them back to the church. All of them, took them back. That day I had to worship with them. I sat them down in the cell with them. I said, now, this is your cell. This is your cell. They still better now with discipling. Collect their number. Collect their number. Collect their number. When I now left, I had discovered that one of the people I was following up, that I handed over to them when I left them. I left them under that stage. join forces. I cried. But I didn't win ever my church, so there's a limit I could go. I've handed them over. I couldn't go. Just imagine I left. Even the boyfriend was telling me, this person, I can't. Nobody talks to me. I just handed them over. I don't want to get involved. I won a Jehovah Witness person and took him to my house. Jehovah Witnesses for speaking in tongues. Call Jehovah Witnesses.
So, you must be loyal to your local church, to your pastor, your local church.
Be loyal. Is that important? Be loyal. If they sent you to school to start up a work, go and do, stay with men. What are you telling me? What am I doing? Something else. Be loyal to your local. I'm talking to you because as workers, sometimes you might have something that I want to make you relocate. I will say go and start up the work there. Or we are telling you to go and start up the work there. I'm telling you to go and start up the work there because we've seen you start up the work somewhere. You know why we said someone like Sammy Jeff to start up the work? Oh, we saw what he has done in Lagos. We said someone like Philemon, we saw what he has done in Lagos. So when he went to start up the work. Also to Victor Chris. Hallelujah. So when you now get there and you're not doing something else, because people are not responding on time, you're not drawing back. You give your pastors really, how then did he not do it when he was there? That means something is distracting you. Because it's the same way. People will draw back. Right? But you must stay committed to them. Stay committed to your local church. Don't stop. They say send a report. They're no longer sending a report because they're not attending another church. So you're not a member of St. Pablo Church when you're in Lagos. No. Amen. You must remain dogged. Amen. The work requires doggedness. Stay loyal to your pastor and your local church. Finally, stay loyal to God. Stay loyal to God. It is work in all the earth. Stay loyal to God. You must stay loyal to God. When I say stay loyal to God, do it on God's terms. What are you hearing me? God's terms. Stay loyal to God. That's what I mean, you. Stay loyal to God. Hallelujah. I remain loyal to God. I remain loyal to my local church. To my pastor.
I remain loyal to the work. I remain loyal to men.
Why not turn that and pray? Just a consecration tonight, this afternoon. Say, Lord, I'm loyal to you, the work, to men, to my local church. To my pastor. Say, Lord, I remain loyal. Make that commitment. Say, Lord, I remain loyal. I will not walk according to my own sense knowledge. I will trust in your path. I will follow instructions rightly. I won't leave the disciples stranded. I won't leave them halfway. I will stay loyal to the end. Let's just pray.